Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Robinson got $90 million. Kyle Lowry got $90 million. Norman Powell got $90 million. And how about our guy, my guy, Tim Hardaway Jr., got another massive deal. He got $74 million.
Yeah.
So Tim Hardaway Jr., I think he's now made $150 million
he's had a nice
in his NBA career.
He's had a nice financial
he's
NBA
a
career.
He's a decent player.
He's all right.
But $150
Listen,
doing.
Man, here's the thing. The NBA generates crazy, a ton man. Of money.
No doubt.
So it comes down to this. Where and how do you want that money divvied up?
Well, I can tell you what one team did, Evan. One team decided to give a guy that's very relatable to a lot of us. 4-year deal, $37 million. So by the, in comparison
not that
to the
that
other
much
deals,
money. It's like $9 bucks a year.
A lot of money compared to everyone else.
Well, yeah, for me and you, it's a lot of
yeah,
money, right.
$37 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
And this guy decided to celebrate this contract, a great day in his life, and you applaud that, right? Because the guy's a grinder, for sure. He's not a superstar by any stretch of the imagination. But he celebrated it by sharing a couple photographs online as young, viral, multimillionaires tend to do these days. And he decided to share those photographs featuring him and a woman who we are now told is his girlfriend.
I'm going to guess that she's rather attractive.
Oh, is she, though,
I'm going to go out on a limb. I could be wrong, but probably not.
Now, I want to say this. Before I tell you the guy's name or the Instagram model's name, all right,
model.
I will say this.
Yes.
This guy is the type of guy that no matter where he plays, the fan base of that team will love him instantly. He's that kind of guy because he's a hardworking grinder who adds tough minutes. He's a hustler. And he's a, you know, the other guys love having him around. He's a decent ball player, but I don't want to, you know, overstate what this guy does, okay? Mm-hmm. He also is an NBA champion. People should know that as well. He's also prematurely balding. I can speak to that as well.
Evan Fournier right? is prematurely balding.
Yes, but I love what Evan Fournier said when the news came out that he signed with the Knicks.
Yeah.
I like pressure.
Yeah, no, he gave all the
and
right answers.
And it's the freaking Knicks and the Garnets or whatever, right?
I can't wait till Kevin Durant
so
goes
here we
after
go.
Him again.
Ugh. Do you want the model's name first or do you want the player's name first?
I
mean, how do you want to do this?
I don't think anybody cares about the player. Is that fair to say?
But I think it's a point I want to make here. It's my...
Right, tell me the player. What team did he go to? And
it's
I'll
my Rick Ocasek point. May he rest in peace. The lead singer of the Cars who passed away a year ago. Who was married to Polina Porizkova, who in the decade of the 80s was arguably the most successful, sexiest
right.
model in the world, okay?
What team did this guy go to?
You want me to tell you where he went or where he came from? How do you want to play
no,
the game?
I want to know who signed him, and then I'll figure out who we're talking
Chicago
about.
Chicago Bulls signed him.
It's not DeMar DeRozan.
It is not DeMar DeRozan.
It's not Lonzo Ball.
That'd be a good guess since he signed for $90 million, I think.
Yeah, but he's not an NBA million. Champion.
That's true.
Then again, neither is DeMar DeRozan, loser.
Yeah. No, oh, it's neither of them.
It's what's his name? The Laker. Alex
what's his name?
Alex Caruso.
My main man, who right now is in Avalon, New Jersey, just chilling down the shore. Alex Caruso, not the best looking guy in the world.
And prematurely balding.
But to be clear, neither am I. So I'm not, you know.
And you both prematurely balded.
Prematurely balded.
A lot in common, you
now,
two.
Now, I'm very fortunate in that I look good bald. I got a good shaped head for baldness. Can't speak to him because of that stupid white thing he wears around his head all the time,
band,
right?
Band.
Now, I'll do you one step further.
Yeah.
I've seen him topless. The dude's ripped.
You've seen him topless?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like privately?
Well, the Caruso fan club I'm a member of. You get a picture every month. The dude is legitimately, as you may, most basketball players are, right. You know, he's ripped. All right. He's, you know, no body fat on him at all. Okay. Mm-hmm. The woman that is now his girlfriend, girlfriend. And I want you to Google this.
Yes.
Her name is Mia. So by definition, she's hot.
Mia.
Do you know any ugly Mias
well,
or Instagram models?
One of my
models?
Good friends had a cat named Mia.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm just saying that doesn't count. First thing that comes to my mind.
If I tell you that the girl's an Instagram model and her name's Mia, mm-hmm. by definition, she's hot.
Who do you think of when you hear the name Mia?
I think she's going to be wearing my overalls is what I think.
I think of Mia Hamm for some reason.
Yeah. Now, here we go.
Go ahead.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Her last name, and I may butcher the last name, is, I'm going to say it phonetically so you can look it up.
Oh, thanks.
Amabile. It's probably Amabile, but Amabile. A-M-A-B-I-L-E. Mia Amabile.
Oh, it comes up right away.
Oh, Billy.
She's 23 years old, apparently.
Okay.
What?
You say so.
That's what popped up on the Google.
Yeah. Now,
yeah, very
with all due respect, because she likes to take a lot of pictures in bikinis, it appears.
Right.
Right? And she's a self-professed Instagram model. I want you to take a look at her.
Yeah.
At 23 years young. And I'd like you to take a look at any photograph you want
of
Alex Caruso. And it's a simple question. If Alex Caruso was serving soft serve at Dairy Queen, right. Does Mia Amabile date him?
No. No, I'd go out on a limb, Craig, and say, if you took me, you, Lou Gowher and C-Mac and Alex Caruso, and you said, let's rank them based on good looks.
Me, you, those two knuckleheads, yeah. And Caruso.
Hey, he's either fourth or fifth.
Well, hold on.
Is that a fair comment?
Well, he might be second.
Second? Wait, so you're putting yourself
if
number
I'm
one,
first,
obviously.
Yeah, Craig's first there.
But let's start with C-Mac. You think C-Mac, and don't make any large jokes.
Why would I make a large joke?
Because
some women love that.
Because we mentioned me.
I would do that.
You don't think C-Mac is a better looking guy than Alex Caruso?
A bigger looking guy?
Better
yes.
Better looking.
Oh, better looking.
C-Mac's a better looking guy, yeah.
I'm going to be honest. No. Yeah.
No. How about Lou Gowher? Look at him.
Lou Gowher looks like the kind of guy that drives an unmarked white van that you don't want near a school.
How about me, then? Your partner.
The problem with you...
What is the problem with me?
And I've never seen it, nor do I want to.
What?
I fear that when the shirt comes off, people hide.
Why?
It's just a gut feeling.
Because of the chest hair?
Ah.
Is it the chest hair? Look, here's a little look at my chest hair. Is it that bad?
You like Austin Powers.
And some women like that, by the way.
I'm sure they do.
I just think Caruso, face-to-face, if we're going faces...
Yeah.
I think he comes up after Loogie, C-Mac, and me.
Okay. I agree. There you go.
So that proves your point.
Yeah.
I'm on your side.
I think we're on the same page. I don't know how we got there, but I think we're on the same page.
Yes, we're on the same side.
So if you have children, tell them to be professional athletes.
That's the moral story. That's right away.
Or rock musicians. They do well for themselves, too. Yeah. I'm sure she's a lovely gal who is deeply in love with Alex Caruso. Probably calls home all the time. Mommy, I'm so lucky. I found true love in Alex Caruso.
So is she going to leave L.A. and go to Chicago?
You damn skippy she is.
All right.
She's already buying Uggs.
She wants to wear
Uggs.
No.
Oh. Overalls.
There you go. I'm setting you up. She can model it for you.
We apparently have already been in contact with a number of fashion designers. Tom Izzo heads up my development team.
He does?
He heads up the development team.
So the president of the Kiss Your Ass Club is also heading up your development
team? He's my director of new business
development. He's very multifaceted.
He
I
is, right? So I'm hoping by Labor Day, we've got a couple samples to show everyone.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding, by the way. Like, it's going to be the hottest thing to hit fashion. We're going to be on a runway, me and you, sitting next to the Kardashians, watching Kendall Jenner rock out our overalls next to Mia Abu Dhabi, who's Caruso's girlfriend. She'll be pregnant by then. Dude, if I was me, I'd be pregnant right now.
Why?
Because
of all the basketball players you could pick, why would Alex Caruso be topping your list?
To be fair.
Yeah.
all women who are looking just to, you know, get knocked up by a wealthy man, and there's some out there, not all, of course, she might very much be in love, I would say be very careful that you don't marry a guy like Evander Kane.
Wow.
Because that could blow right back in your face.
That hasn't worked out.
Right. Because now you got two kids, no income, no place to live, and your better days are behind you.
You going to ask Gary about that?
Of course. You have to. That's the most fascinating thing
you talk to Gary about.
Yeah, I think you have to, man.
Oh, of course. It's 100%. So prevalent.
Not just about Kane, but just in general. Yeah. I'm going to ask all the commissioners
With your background of someone who's dealt with the evils of gambling and how, look, it's prevalent in society. So logically, if it's prevalent in society, why would it not be prevalent with professional athletes who can make a great impact on the game that they are running?
For sure. I should mention, though, Mia Amabile apparently hangs out with other women who also wear bikinis all the time.
Is that true?
Yeah.
It tends to work out that way. I don't know if you've noticed.
Well, there's always one fat friend, though, or ugly friend. Oh, there's always one. There's always one.
Is that C-Mac with all of us?
No, I'm not talking about him. No. I mean, well,
you know what? I fell into his trap.
That's him.
I'm sorry, bro.
You know, I'm the bad guy.
No, that's always me.
If you ever find a gaggle of very attractive women, there's always one who, like, sticks out in a negative manner.
Mm.
Yeah. That's the way the world works.
Gotcha.
It's not my fault.
Did you ever see A Beautiful Mind?
A beautiful what?
A Beautiful Mind.
Yes, I did, yeah.
He had the theory in the movie where you go and approach the not-so-good-looking one and make the all the good-looking ones jealous, and then they come to you.
I like that. It's been so long, I couldn't even know.
I saw that movie like six months ago. I don't even know if I know how to talk to a single woman anymore. Yeah, we forget.
What would you even say?
With your propensity to bring up chores, I'm not sure you know how to talk to married women either.
How long did it take you to do the dishes before you went out tonight?
You'd go one of two ways if you were single. You would either do that, which would end badly, or you'd start talking about all the things you're good at. Like, hey,
I don't do that.
I'm really good at chess. You know, I once played with Albert Bell.
I don't talk about myself like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Just on the radio?
You ask a question, I'm going to answer it.
Yeah. I never asked if you were good at chess. You brought it up on your own.
I'm very good at chess.
I never asked if you were good at knitting. You brought it up on your own.
I can crochet hats.
I never asked you any of that. It was brought up. So I assume, just like most people listening assume, that that would be the thing you'd bring up in a social environment.
Plus, I can twirl my tongue.
See?
I would definitely bring that up.
Don't lead with that.
Yeah, but that's a genetic thing.
I would definitely lead with that.
In the middle, not lead.
Lead.
Can you do your tongue?
No.
No.
No, you can't. It's not your fault.
I can't whistle either, by the way.
It's genetics.
Yeah.
You either can do the tongue, you can't. It's DNA.
Can you do it?
No.
You guys can't do it?
Yes, no. I can.
Bet you can.
I can.
Yeah. How long you been married?
Going on 6 years.
Six? Yeah. Where'd you guys meet? Restaurant?
No, my buddy's wedding. My friend is
I love those stories. You met at a wedding. That's great.
Yeah, my friend, I was in the bridal party. It's his cousin.
When's your anniversary?
December 12th.
Well, who cares about
you
that?
Said coming up, because he said coming up. So that made me think
I said going on 6 years, whatever. It's halfway through
five. You know why I brought it up? Because I would get something for his anniversary.
No,
yes, I would.
Why?
Because he works for us. He's a good dude.
You blew off the wedding. Why would you get him something for the anniversary?
Because I wasn't close with him at that point, nor was I even invited. Was I invited?
Yes, you were.
Did I give you a good gift?
We already had this conversation. You were very generous for someone who did.
Not as generous as Mike, but you were still very generous.
Mike enjoyed the evening. I would expect him to.
Yeah. Here's Eric in Long Island on the fan. Eric, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Listen, there's something I'm surprised that I'm bringing up that you guys have not brought up yet. So, and also, Craig, I'm going to do this in a question format because I know you like that.
Okay.
Here's my question. Ready?
Jeopardy. Good.
Okay, ready? If I said to you that Michael Kay is doing pregame in Brady Bunch format, would you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I would.
What is it?
Well, it's if the nine or the eight boxes and they're looking up at each other like they're in the same or different rooms, right?
Yeah, and I'm like, to me, I'm going, does this guy really know how insulting it is to his viewers? I mean, isn't there anyone at Yes going?
So what are you saying, that they're pretending to be in the same studio? Is that what you're saying, or same booth?
Michael Kay looks over at the left. If you got O'Neill on his left, let's say, and Cohn on the right, he looks over when they're talking as if we think or don't know that they're not in the same room.
But when they do home games, are they in the same room?
No, Paul O'Neill's always at his basement, Studio 21, as they call it. They've acknowledged that he's not there, so I don't think he's trying to pretend.
I don't know.
I mean, I'd have to watch him more specifically.
You can watch it for yourself. When Paul O'Neill
then I got to listen to it. It's annoying.
Michael K. looks over as if he's next to him.
No. Eric, I told you.
He might have a monitor over there, too, so you can actually see Paul as he speaks.
I understand what you're saying, but when you watch the games, which we all do, they have acknowledged over and over again that he's in his basement.
Listen,
so why would K. pretend as if he's in the room when they've admitted a million times he's not in the room? So C-Mac's probably right that he's glancing over because he's staring at a monitor.
Even if he is pretending, who cares? Like, there's, if you want to be critical of someone, let's at least take a better shot.
Did you see what the Mets did last night on SNY?
Oh, yeah. Tell everybody. It was crazy. Okay. Yeah.
You have no idea.
You have no idea. It was so crazy to me.
So, there was a concert that they're preparing for at City Field.
That's right.
Do you really know what I'm about to say?
But I'd rather you tell. It's your story.
You know what? I forgot. Why don't you tell me?
Yeah, well, then I'm not going to tell it. It's not important to you.
Fine.
Maybe people don't want to
hear it. So, there's a concert at City Field.
Who's the concert?
Who was the concert? I forgot. Did they say
it? You're not paying attention.
I wasn't, because I'm behind, so I skip commercials and whatnot.
All right, tell the story.
So they're setting up for the concert. So Gary and Ron were at Connecticut. They were in a warehouse in Connecticut calling the game. So when they're doing the game, they're in Connecticut.
I think it's Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that what it is?
Because that was a rescheduled concert. They moved it back.
So that's the concert?
I think so,
Have you ever seen a concert at Citi Field?
Oh, yes, I have.
Which one?
Grateful Dead.
Oh, nice. I saw Lady Gaga.
Great, you want a prize?
Huh. Yeah.
Medal for that?
Thank you for the medal.
What do I, like my phone?
So Dunkin' Donuts cup? Calling the game from a warehouse in Connecticut.
Why?
Gelbs is in the SNY studios. The game is going on in Florida, and they mentioned it. They made like a big deal out of it. Hey, we're in Connecticut. We're not at the game.
Yeah, I wonder why they did it from Connecticut, though. Like, they could just do it right from here.
We need these guys back at games.
It seems like Gelbs gets the best treatment of all of them. He, like, gets to do cool stuff.
Because he's in the studio?
Sometimes he's at the games.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was at the Yankee game, I think, at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And the announcer's warrant. When is this ending?
Well,
I take the virus seriously, so it isn't about that. But are broadcasters going to travel at any point this season?
No.
The answer is no,
and I'll tell you why.
Money?
No, got nothing. Actually, has nothing to do with
money. So what's
money.
The reason?
Players Association said no.
Because they won't let them travel on the charters?
Yep.
Okay, can I ask
you
another question?
That's my understanding. I want to say that factually.
All right.
I've been told that the Players Association...
Don't want them on the charters.
It's nothing personal. But the Players Association told MLB, or whoever they tell, that they don't want any outsiders like that on their charters.
Now, so in the past, and I'm asking questions, I assume you know.
Well, maybe I do.
All broadcasters were on the team charters, so they would travel with the team?
Typically. There's some teams, I'm sure they're outliers.
Right.
But typically, yes.
Which obviously makes the job a lot easier as compared to, like, scheduling flights for every trip they go on.
Yeah.
So what happens next year?
I couldn't answer that.
Is it over? Are we now living in an era
you know what?
In which the broadcasters aren't there? Because that's bad.
Listen, there's some franchises, I think the Blue Jays are one, where they got rid of the radio team altogether.
Well,
just one broadcast,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be franchise to franchise. And again, based on who you are and what your status is as the local announcer... Some guys, I'm sure, go. Some guys won't.
I am clearly not alone. Well, I wouldn't say I'm not the. I don't know if I'm the majority because I did hear Maggie this morning, and I respect her. Say I don't even know the announcers aren't there. I couldn't disagree with her more, but that's her feeling. I notice the announcers aren't there, and it's bad. And I hope it changes.
Yeah, I think. Listen, I think you're right. I think also you have a legitimate and fair gripe about it, so you're listening extra hard for the. Obvious mistakes.
No, it's obvious.
Like, for some. Like, I thought, I know it's a different sport. I thought Marv Albert had a terrible time, but I thought Breen and Clyde were great.
I think basketball, you know what I mean? And I agree with you. I thought in basketball it was less noticeable. I think baseball's much more noticeable.
Yes. So, listen, I'm not going to say it's not.
What about the playoffs? They're going to send the national announcers, probably?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, that'll help.
But that's different. They're not traveling with the teams.
Right.
You know, and those guys, I'm sure, will be vaccinated. And, you know, you can kind of protect those two or three guys.
You know what's funny? And it goes back to his point about Kay and O'Neill and even with SNY. I know the announcers aren't traveling. Like, I acknowledge that. But I'd almost rather not have it be mentioned as much because then it reminds me that they're not traveling. Does that make any sense? Like, don't play dumb, because I'm not dumb, we're not dumb, But I'd almost rather not see the empty shot of Yankee Stadium or the empty shot of Citi Field. Just my opinion.
That's all right. Listen, you're entitled to feel that way. By the way, Green Day, Fall Out Boy, Weezer, and then on the 20th, Dead & Company. You remember the Grateful Dead? Remember their final show 6 years ago in Chicago at Soldier Field? Yeah, they've played 193 shows since then.
Right. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Do you want to guess the Yankee lineup, or are you over that?
Do I want to guess the Yankee lineup? Yeah. Yeah, there's so many moving parts to it these days.
Well, let's see how good you are. And, of course, they're brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees, by the Sportsbook at Wind Creek Bethlehem. Play online or in-person. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do I want to guess the Yankee lineup? DJ LeMahieu.
Oh, it didn't come out yet?
Oh.
I thought I had the Yankee lineup.
Yes.
I thought it came out. I was
Guess
looking
not.
At it before.
Guess not, Ev.
My MLB lineup app has disappeared.
Guess that's a win for me, right?
How is that a win
I
for you?
I didn't get it wrong.
How the hell?
I did not get it wrong. So I got that going for me, right?
Yeah, you want to guess the Met lineup or no?
No, it's not as much fun.
Yeah, you have no
they
shot.
They don't score any runs anyway.
Yeah.
Not that the Yankees did last night.
Yeah.
By the way, SNY is going to leave us shortly. The show's been delivered to you by Grubhub. They got Baseball Night in New York, so peace out.
Michael Conforto's leave. Batting seventh as they try to get his lazy
Michael
bat
Conforto
going.
Should be batting in a...
You're looking for something creative here?
Port St. Lucie.
I was waiting for it.
That's right.
They need
batting.
To get him going. Like, seriously, if the New York Mets are going to win the NL East, their most important player is Michael Conforto.
How much money do you think he's cost himself right now? Or do you think it's irrelevant?
It's irrelevant because now he's on a one-year deal.
No, I'm talking about the big contract he wants
he's
to sign.
He's not getting a big contract. He's going to have
so
to
what
settle
I'm saying
on
is
a one-year
how
deal.
How much money do you think this bad year has cost him?
I think if he had a good to respectable year, nothing
280,
crazy.
30 home runs, 100 RBIs.
I think he was in line for a 5 or 6 year deal at about $140 million.
Now what do you think he's going to get?
I think he's going to settle on a 1 year deal. He's probably going to accept, because the Mets are going to offer him the tender, which is going to be $20, $21 million, which is a
that
great
much?
Amount of money.
Wow.
They have to offer that to him.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
I don't care if he gets 180, you offer that to him. Even though he's a Boris guy, I think he accepts, and I think he needs to redo it in 2022 and just have a big year. That's it.
So, all right, I got you. So,
does that make sense?
So, the threat of this bad year is not that big a financial threat in that he's going to get pizzed next year.
He'll get paid.
But he's not going to get the $100 million guarantee
if
yet.
If he says, like, if Michael
that,
Conforto.
Not that he wouldn't get it a year from now. But,
right. Depending on the year he has. But if Michael Conforto, because he's a human, we're all humans, goes to his agent, Scott Boris, and says, look, I know I had a bad year. I want security. Give me a 5 year deal. That's where he'll take the bath because he won't get that kind of money on a 5 year deal.
Yeah.
So he won't take a 5 year. He's going to have to settle unless he has a big final 2 months.
You don't know, like on a personal level, I know everyone wants the big money. We all do. Like that's no difference. I don't care if you're a garbage man or a baseball player. You want as much as you can get. But to me, I also think there's also the allure of the guaranteed part of a baseball contract. Like, if you said to a kid like Michael Conforto, who has dreams of, you know, $150 million contracts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he had a terrible year this year, which he's in the middle of. We know it. If you said to a guy like that, we're going to give you 5 years, $75 million guaranteed.
Would he say yes?
Like, isn't there a part of you that has to say yes to that? Recognizing that the upside of saying no is have a great year and you double that.
Yeah,
I get it. Like, you're good for life.
Yes. Yeah, no, I totally get that. And I think
maybe my perspective changed because of my life experiences. I don't know. But, like, when guys say no to that.
Here's why they say no, though. It's called self-confidence.
Yeah,
Michael Conforto will have the self-confidence of, I go on a one-year deal. I'm going to have a big year. This year's been
a
mess.
I'm sure he said that this year, though, right?
I'm sure he did. And then there was a hamstring issue that cost him 2 months.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's the reason he's having a bad year, but he did miss a big chunk of time.
Who's the guy? Ian Desmond, right? Wasn't
Ian
that the
Desmond
national
is
guy?
The greatest example you can come up with, because Ian Desmond was offered $100 million.
Yeah, crazy, right?
Turned it down, had an awful year, ended up having to settle on one-year deals. He eventually got a big contract a few years ago from Colorado, if I think. I think Colorado.
But he
or
never
Texas.
Made the money, right?
Never made nearly that kind of contract.
Like, if you, like, it's, we can't, the average, this is what the weird thing. You can't put that question to the average person or me or you or anyone because we don't live that. If you ask the average person, I think majority would say, sign the contract, guaranteed $75 million. Because that's our,
you know, course. Like, why not? I'm
like,
set
we're
for
worried
life.
About paying our mortgage, right? And how to make a car payment and our kids' education. And, oh my God, she's got buck teeth. I got to go to a dentist. And that's $1,200, whatever it is, right? But those guys live in that world.
Yeah.
Where you could say no to 75 and make a buck 40.
They're also the kinds of guys that have more self-confidence than probably any of us. Like, to get to that level of athleticism, you've got to believe in yourself more than anybody.
Yeah,
and there's a belief when you're a professional athlete of, I ain't worried. I'm going to have a big year, and I'm going to get my payday. Now, what's weird about Conforto is that he's so freaking streaky throughout his career that he could get hot Craig for a month and a half.
Sure.
But what does that do to his value? I don't know. Because all it takes is one owner. All it takes is one GM to say,
you're my
guy.
Right.
I need you. I'll give you what you want.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. And you're right. If there's a guy that needs to turn it on for the Mets to.
He's the guy.
Because the Mets.
He's the guy.
Let me ask a quick question. Do you think that at some point this regular season, the Mets will be in second place?
Yeah.
You do.
By the end of the weekend, it feels.
No, no. Do you think it happens?
Yes.
You do.
Yeah.
Is that Robert Tyson?
No.
Or is that,
no,
I took stock of everything going on. I see what the Phillies are
worried.
Doing, blah, blah, blah.
It's not necessarily about the Phillies or the Braves, though. Both teams did improve themselves at the deadline. Here's what it's about. Jacob DeGrom may not pitch this season. That is, for the first time, a cloud hanging over us that didn't exist 2 weeks ago.
And even if he did, you're looking at two starts, three starts.
We don't know how
maybe.
Many innings he's going to be able to pitch, if he can survive a start or two.
I agree.
I have almost put Jacob DeGrom in this box of, I don't expect anything from him.
He's on ice.
They have to win the division without Jacob DeGrom. That's my expectation. And I look at this offense, and it's sort of similar to the Yankees where we're in August. Are we still sitting here thinking everything's going to turn around? Am I still sitting here thinking Michael Conforto is going to turn it around? I know it's possible, but they have been bad offensively for so long. And the pitching issues are going to catch up to them. Taiwan Walker, who goes tonight, looks shot. And I gave the reason the other day. It's not about the confident level or the All-Star game went to his head. He's thrown more innings this season than he's thrown in the last 3 years combined. And by the way, you know who else you could say that about? Jameson Taillon. Keep an eye on that, by the way. He's been great. He's thrown more innings, Craig, this year than he has in the last 3 years. That's a concern.
Yeah.
So it's not Robertsitis. It's I'm looking at this roster. I'm looking at performances. I'm looking at the issues with the rotation. And I don't think playing 500 ball is enough. They've got to go on some kind of run.
Yeah, well, they haven't been on a run in a long time, right? Good news, Kenny Albert's in for softball.
He's playing?
Yeah, he's in.
I thought he was at the Olympics.
He's coming back.
He's coming back in time?
He's coming back. He's playing softball. His wife might join us as well.
Nice.
Big Mac, you playing softball Saturday?
I am not.
No, okay.
And I'm very disappointed about it.
Well, whatever. Tommy, you playing softball Saturday?
I am not.
Not okay.
What the hell is going on?
Evan, you're playing, right?
Of course I'm playing.
My man, pots and pans.
What do you mean? What?
Kenny Albert's playing.
Nice.
What the hell is happening? Yeah, I'm not happy about it.
Why
are you
not
playing?
I have a family thing that we've had planned for a while. I got like 12 or 13 family members and friends coming. I can't cancel.
Do they play softball, any of them?
Pick them up?
Maybe some of them.
Well, if you want to bring a couple with you, that's fine with me.
No, well, you know, we have like it's a block party at the neighborhood.
Great. That sounds like a lot of fun. Someone's going to get kidnapped. Here's Mike in Sayville on the Fan. Michael, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
What's up with you?
What's up?
So, Evan, I know you continually take abuse from Craig being a fair-weather Yankee fan.
Yes.
I had a little bit of a problem yesterday when he was so elated about the sweep of the Marlins. And basically, you know, you're talking about where would you rather be? Would you rather be where the Mets are in first place? And
right.
Yes, they're hanging on by a thread. Or, you know, the Yankees who are in third place. And the first thing that came to mind was like, you know, a football analogy of being like, would you rather be the Jets, who obviously they're not going to be this next year. But if like, if they were 7-4 and the Giants were 6-5 and or 5-6 and in first place in the division, where would you rather be?
You'd rather be closer to winning your division. No question about it. And that was the point I made. Yes.
100%. And it's not even, there's no argument in that. And when you want to talk about the better team, it's like, yes, even though the Yankees have a better record, they're also, you know, stack by stack, a better team in terms of like, talent-wise, but I would rather be a Mets fan right now.
Well, yeah.
Fan,
but Mike, there's two things here, right? And you and I are on the same side. I think deep down Craig knows this. Right now, you're in a better position if you're the Mets. Why? Because the NLE stinks. It ain't that complicated.
And you're not chasing anybody.
You're not chasing anybody. It's all right in front of you. You are in a much easier division. Now, if we got into a debate of, all right, who's better, the Mets or the Yankees? Craig's not going to want to hear this because it will bore him to death. But now you start breaking down numbers.
No, we're not breaking down.
I'm not.
Macro.
I'm explaining to you what that debate entails. And here's the point that we could agree on. It doesn't matter who's better.
I think the Yankees are better. I think the Mets are better.
It's irrelevant.
Yes.
It doesn't matter.
It's fun fodder at a sports bar for sure. I got a response from PETA to my letter back to them, Evan.
And I saw Craig's letter to PETA. It was a very nice letter.
Yeah.
Basically, to sum it up, he said, look, if you want to buy the cow from us, more than happy you can save the cow. We will eat it in a very ethical way, I think is what you said.
I said, if you guys want to save the cow, I respect that.
Right.
You have to reimburse us for our costs. If you're willing to do that, we will gladly spare this cow's life and make sure it gets to a sanctuary of your choosing.
Now, I have a guess. Can I give you a quick guess? Quick guess?
All right. Go ahead.
I think they got a little confrontational now. They did not.
No. Because when you talk to people respectfully, they talk back to you respectfully.
All right. Read the letter.
I did say, however, if you are unable to or don't want to buy the cow to save the cow, then we'll make sure the cow is slaughtered in the most humane way possible, and he will feed many families.
So what'd they say?
Thank you for your response, Craig. I'm sure you'll understand why PETA can't buy the cow from the rancher.
I knew that.
As our money would just be used to replenish his stock.
That's what I said to you. I said the exact same thing last week, but go ahead.
Or from you, if you then use our money to buy another cow.
Which we would.
Either way, another cow would die instead of this one. It's the same reason we don't rescue puppies. By buying them from pet shops, we'd be supporting an industry we're committed to fighting. So they made me an offer.
Oh, they did?
Oh, yeah, there's a counteroffer.
All right.
Yeah.
And I totally understand that answer, by the way.
If you save the cow's life and cancel the meat draft for the Tuesday after Labor Day.
What do we get?
We will not only cover the cost of transferring the cow to a sanctuary, we will provide you the cow's total weight in vegan food. That's 1,000 pounds.
That's a really nice offer.
You'd have the chance to try everything from vegan jerky to vegan sausage to vegan mac and cheese.
Wow.
Dishes from the most cutting-edge food companies and the most delicious restaurants in the city. And then she goes on and on. I don't have time to read all of it to you, but something to think about.
I got to give that some thought.
Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.